This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As always, open phones for you if you want to join us on the radio. You don't have to talk about North Korea, which is what we have been discussing thus far with the historic summit, which purportedly is going to lead towards complete denuclearization, at least if the signed document by both Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un is to be believed, complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And you're welcome to comment on that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've sort of moved into discussing the prison camps, which apparently were not on the table for discussion during this summit that happened early today or yesterday, depending on your time zone. So we're going to continue that discussion here as well. With you tonight, by the way, in the studio, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
Let's go back to Bad Slave. He's on the line with us in New Hampshire on Skype. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you. I'm just being a target of this political imprisonment myself.
You went to prison for 2 years because you drove on a suspended license in New Hampshire.
Basically. Yeah. And nothing else, really. I mean, right. It was, wow. You know, it wasn't like I was killing people on the roads or no drunk driving.
You disobeyed the state. Drunk drivers. I was in jail for civil disobedience, and the drunk drivers were in there for 21 days.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's all of the commerce that goes on that's made illegal by prohibition. I mean, all of that stuff to me is in political imprisonment.
Right.
It is people who have decided a certain thing about a substance or about an activity that is not harmful that they are choosing to throw people in cages for.
Yeah.
And
When you were in prison for 2 years in New Hampshire, again, state prison, did you get any kind of feel for how many of the other guys that were in there were there for nonviolent, victimless offenses like drug dealing, that kind of thing?
That was one of the major questions that I asked amongst folk there. And I asked that amongst people that I, you know, became friendly with within the place. And their belief is that there is more than 50%.
Jeez.
Of the occupants of that. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Do they have TB in the prison?
Well, no, I've got, I don't know, I've got some kind of respiratory thing right now. And
anyway, you were saying?
Right, more than 50% of the people in there, have not harmed people.
Wow.
Now a lot of people in there are not harmful, but maybe on the loser side of things, or, you know, got caught up in stuff. And, you know, a lot of us avoid it all. I mean, I didn't. I gave up at a certain point because it felt like nothing I could do to extricate myself. You know, I didn't have extra funds. I was being kept from transporting myself easily to go to work and do business. I mean, you know, there was, you know, and it all started from in 1994, a cop decided that I dissed him on the side of the road, and I kind of did, but I didn't know he was a cop, number one, and it shouldn't matter. If he got dissed on the side of the road, as long as I, of course, didn't harm him, but he's
a cop. He can do what he wants.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's just so many stories of people being abused by these systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, North Korea different only by degrees. As you pointed out, Vin, the number of percentage of the population that's incarcerated,
it's quite a few degrees,
is very similar. But the number of people incarcerated is very similar. And certainly, if you're going to be incarcerated, it's better to not have to be picking corn pellets out of human feces in order to sustain your diet, as some people have reported that they had to do in North Korean prison labor camps. So certainly there's one place that would be preferable to the other, but that still doesn't mean that, you know, people's lives aren't ruined by the U.S. government's prison system, that they aren't institutionalized by it, and to where they, when they get out, they don't know what to do with their lives. They're despondent, as, you know, as he was just pointing, our caller was just pointing out there after he got out. You know, so these things have very intense effects on people's lives, and ultimately you're talking about a significant number of people within the United States who are there for nonviolent crimes. And the same thing's true in North Korea, where there's a lot of people there for smuggling a flash drive, right, or attempting to simply escape from the country.
Well, so, I'm sure of just speaking out and speaking their mind. I'm sure, you know, probably something completely innocuous.
Or they didn't bow in front of the statue Kim Il-sung.
Exactly.
You know, you mentioned people getting out of prison being institutionalized, and certainly these things happen. But institutionalization can happen essentially to anybody in any circumstance where they just become too, you know, attached to, you know, being cared for.
Okay.
Right? There's the routine and there's being cared for. Prison cares for you. And people will always say, some prisoners want to get back in prison because, you know... Three hots and a cot.
Now, it's true of homeless people in the wintertime. That's absolutely true.
Sure, that some happens. I can say I spent 8.5 years in prison and a majority of it working at the A building where people were processed out and I never saw anybody shoved out the door and then beating on the Sally Port glass trying to get back in. You know, so I can say that much. But as far as institutionalization goes, having spent 8.5 years in prison, I can say pretty safely that A, everybody's going to have to deal with it to some extent, and B, it's a frame of mind when you get out of prison. You can choose. You know, I knew that I would that getting out wasn't the end goal. It was the beginning of a new goal. And that means you've got to get a job and go to work every day, not treat people as though they're going to shank you behind the weight bench or whatever. You know, it's like you've got, you know, a whole different way of acting. If you want to act like you're in prison, by God, we've got a place for you. We call it prison. And,
No, you're right. Of course, it's all about your mindset. It's all about how you approach things. It's all about, you know, the story that you're telling yourself and what
you want
to see
happen. I just don't want anybody to get out and say that there's an excuse for, you know, going back. There isn't. There's no excuse. Yeah. You get every second you're still in control as an ex-convict.
No doubt. I mean, that's not to say they don't make life harder on you. I mean, certainly the convicts have that record trailing them.
Exactly. Why should they make life easy for ex-convicts? I mean, I can't think of one good reason to make life easy for ex-convicts.
Well, first of all, if you actually didn't hurt anybody, then you shouldn't have to have a tough time finding a job.
You shouldn't have been in prison in the first place, but that's not a reason to be easy on ex-convicts.
I get what you're saying there. But unfortunately, it is more difficult. Life is more difficult. I'm not saying that's an excuse. I'm saying that's another hurdle for somebody to overcome and to be prepared for when they get out of prison. The fact that it's going to be harder to find work. The fact that some people are going to turn their nose up at you simply because you've got the word felon, you know, in your history or whatever.
Yeah, you can have to work it at the car wash blues, you know, if you remember the old Jim Croce song where he says he should be sitting in the air conditioning, smoking a big cigar and giving the secretary a little trouble and, you know, that's what the job he should be doing, but instead he's walking home in soggy old shoes with rubber pants washing this car, right? Like, you know, when you get out of prison, the chances are very, very, very good that your job is going to be less than delightful. And you've got to spend a little time at that job working up to the next job, to the next job, to the next job.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the reports about the North Korean prison camps. Amnesty International, according to CNN, as well as a different organization, the Human Rights in North Korea Group, have released reports with satellite imagery comparing, you know, different times, showing that these prison camps are growing. That there's
terrible.
New facilities being put up, new guard towers, things like that. So they're investing in these prison camps in North Korea. And we'll tell you about some of the, well, a little bit more about it. Coming up here in a moment. It's 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want to discuss. And then coming up, we'll talk about Mark's story about the middle class being destroyed.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website. Tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Invited to join us on the radio here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And then in addition to that, you can join us through Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Just moved my Blink Home security system from my older house to the house that I'm staying in right now. And it was really easy to do. It doesn't take really much. You just...
What'd you have to do?
Basically, you take the monitor part, the part that sits by your router or whatever, and you plug it into the new place, the things sync up. You've got to go through a couple of steps. There's a step on the app that basically says, you know, new Wi-Fi or something. So if you change your Wi-Fi, and then it hooks up the cameras, and whoop, it's up and going.
Sweet.
There was one of the cameras was being obstinate, so I had to I uninstalled it and reinstalled it. But
and it worked?
Yeah, nonetheless. Okay. It's probably had to do with the fact that it was the camera was farther away from the monitor than the other two when I turned it all back on.
Hmm.
So whatever the case may be, it is easy to use the Blink Home security system. It is fast to hook up. It's easy to use, and it's really inexpensive. If you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, you will see a wide array of discounted options specifically for the FTL audience.
Hmm.
It's blinkprotect.com/FTL, and they make it easy for you. Extra 15% off for you because you're using our link, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
We've been discussing the North Korean prison labor camps that are holding an estimated 120,000 people in North Korea in possibly some of the worst conditions in the world. We don't really know for sure because you don't get to go and take a walk through and see how bad it truly is.
But that tells you everything you need to know.
Sure. But you can hear from some of the people who were fortunate enough to actually escape from these camps. And I did pull up a story that I feel like we read part of on the air one night, but we never actually got through it here. So I think it's as relevant now than, you know, than it ever was. So I'm gonna share this story with you. And then we'll get into something a little bit different, which is the 15 signs the middle class is being destroyed as we continue here. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. A little bit more here from the CNN piece about the prison camps where they've got comments from Amnesty International. And another human rights, watchdog group. According to this story, the UN report in 2014 estimated that hundreds of thousands of political prisoners have died. So again, there's 120,000 estimated to be there now.
Oh boy.
What about all the ones that were like tortured to death over the last 60 years, right? So
yeah. It's not uncommon. I mean, this is a way to deal with your least desired. Political dissidents is basically put them to work in the mines or wherever, and they just don't come out.
And they expire.
Yeah.
Sometime. According to the story here, again, this has been over the last 50 years, they say hundreds of thousands have died in these gulags. Quote, the inmate population has been gradually eliminated through deliberate starvation, forced labor, executions, torture, rape, and the denial of reproductive rights, said the report, drawing a parallel between the camps and those of Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. Former bodyguard of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il told CNN in 2014 of beatings and forced starvation in the camp that he was imprisoned in after he unsuccessfully tried to flee to South Korea.
Mm, man.
So here's one
thing. Kim Jong-il didn't ever leave North Korea, so the bodyguard then would never leave North Korea.
Kim Jong-il did leave, as I understand it, briefly.
Didn't he leave on a train? Wasn't
there a train? To go to China.
Trains to China, yeah.
He did take some trips to China, but that's about it.
Okay.
So for a little bit more of a horrifying look into what life is like inside a prison labor camp for somebody, you know, accused of actually not harming anyone, we take to Julie McCaffrey writing for The Mirror in the UK about a girl named Danby Kim. She writes, no child should be subjected to the sight Danby Kim endured, watching in horror as four men and two women were executed in front of her.
Okay.
Aged just 10 at the time, Danby was among thousands summoned to witness soldiers dispassionately end the lives of would-be deserters from North Korea. So if people are deserting North Korea and they hold a public execution, you have to attend, even if you're 10 years old. So it's not like people who are watching are there because they want to see it. Some probably do. But if you're not there and you're noticed not being there, well, you could possibly get in trouble for that as well.
Now, to be fair, though, I mean, if we go back to, like, the 1600s,
yeah,
wasn't that
the
situation right where we're sitting right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine it was good for the human psyche, you know. So
to watch other people executed?
Yeah, so I have executed some pigs in my life.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of get a callus on your soul to do such a thing. And I've stopped doing it just because I can't handle it anymore.
Wow.
But I think that, yeah, I mean, I think it's bad for people to see public executions for this reason.
Right.
Is that some people are going to find, huh, I like this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not good for you.
Right.
Years later, Danby would herself feel the wrath of the cruel regime, suffering inhuman torture for 25 days. And today, she spells out the grim and gruesome reality of life in the secretive nation now ruled by power-mad Kim Jong-un. Recalling the executions, Danby, who's now 26, says, quote, four men and two women were tied to wooden poles and pleading for mercy. Executioners wrapped their bodies in plastic sheets and put stones into their mouths. She says, I heard the clapping sound of shots, saw their agonized struggle, then stillness amongst the blood.
Why wrap them in plastic and put stones in their mouths?
So that it was, I guess, not as hard to clean it up?
Yeah, the plastic part, yeah. Stones, maybe to keep them quiet?
I was so deeply traumatized by what I saw, I couldn't eat for days. Brave Danby is speaking out after fleeing North Korea in her late teens. Her brother, a police officer, hasn't been seen for years after being thrown into political prison. Well, Danby grew up in an era when Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, ruled. North Korea remains as secretive as ever. Danby says, quote, the world knows hardly anything of North Korea beyond propaganda films. We will only learn from real stories from people who live there. She says, until my last breath, I will carry on working to tell the inside story of North Korea in the name of my lost brother. She grew up in Haesan in Rayanggang province. Her father managed a state museum, and her family were given good rations during the 1990s famine, which left more than 2 million North Koreans dead.
Wow.
She has happy, all the while, of course, South Korea is eating very well.
Right.
She has happy childhood memories of playing on the mountains and eating wild strawberries, but that joy and those freedoms were short-lived. School years were darkened by having to bribe teachers, endure forced labor in fields, and suffer nonstop indoctrination demanded by the ruling Kim family. When she was 13, her father fell into debt, and Danby vowed to help her parents and two older brothers. So, Haesan is a smuggling haven because of its close proximity to the Chinese border, which at parts is only 10 meters across a shallow river.
Mm.
She started selling mountain herbs, then worked as a mule for more established smugglers. She says, as well as making money for my family, smuggled DVDs...
Are mountain herbs weed? What's a mountain herb?
I don't know. Probably it's illegal to sell it, though, whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's true.
Smuggled DVDs, she says, woke me up to the rest of the world. She says, quote, I stayed up all night immersed in South Korean films, blinds drawn, because it's illegal to watch anything other than the state news. She says, I glimpsed freedom in the wider world. Girls talking to boys. Women with highlighted hair and blue jeans. I mean, it's hard to really imagine that that was an eye-opener for this lady. But again, you have to have approved hairstyles. You have approved clothing styles in North Korea. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge approved the $85 billion merger between AT&T and Time Warner today. What does this merger mean for you? Monica Mejeda is with 7th Capital. She explains what we could see moving forward.
What you really have to note is now you have a large distribution player, which is AT&T. That's how you get your content, right? Wireless phones, maybe how you get your internet at home. Now they're going to have the opportunity to control content. And as technology changes, one of the biggest things that's on the cusp for wireless is 5G. So this ability to make your phone and the internet on your phone go as fast as the internet that you get at home. As soon as that happens, it changes everything.
President Trump is currently en route to Hawaii after leaving Singapore this morning. President is set to arrive around 9:50 Eastern time tonight and then arrive back at the White House tomorrow morning at 8:25 Eastern Standard Time. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. At Skype username LRN.FM, or call us on the Discord on-air call-in line room, which we're actually going to go to here shortly. You can do that over at Discord.LRN.FM. What is Discord? It is a chat service that allows you to have both chat rooms in text form and chat rooms in voice form, so you can talk to other participants there. Free Talk Live's hosts and many of our regular callers, people with voices you're familiar with, are in there during, before, and after the show. And there's different topics that are different rooms for different topics. So there's like a cryptocurrency room, there's a gaming room, there's other topics there, including New Hampshire and Forkfest. So go check it out. It's free to get on there over at discord.lrn.fm, and that's where we have the Discord on air call-in line room, which, like I said, we're going to go to here shortly. But I do want to let you know about liberty.menu. Coming up, we're probably going to be interviewing the creator of liberty.menu, Patrick. I expect he's going to be at Forkfest over the next several days, which kicks off on Thursday. But we've been talking about liberty.menu over the past few months here on Free Talk Live because we've teamed up with them, given that our listeners have been asking forever for a good libertarian business directory website. And I'm sorry, but up until now, up until liberty.menu, there hasn't really been a good one. There have been a few attempts, and I think they fizzled out, and they never really went anywhere. Liberty.menu is easy to use. It's beautiful. It works very well. It's a nice site, and it's got some content already. There's existing libertarian businesses run by voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you're qualified to use liberty.menu. You can go there and add whatever it is you do. Maybe you don't have a business. Maybe you're a content creator. Maybe you've got an event that you're promoting. You can do all of those categories. There's different categories for your listings, and it's free to use. So really, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to do this, unless, of course, you want to keep in the closet about being a libertarian. Mm-hmm. So if you want people to find out, who are other liberty-minded folks, that you're running a business and that you might be able to give them a service or product, then you should be on this website, liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, and that will give you a special Free Talk Live listener badge in your profile there. We're going to get back to Danby's story from North Korea about going to a prison labor camp for the dastardly crime of smuggling things like DVDs. We'll tell you more about that coming up in moments. But first, we go to the Discord chat where Christian Anarchist Gene is on the line with us. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, North Korea. I'm kind of excited. I've been wanting to go there for years. You know, every time we go to China, it's just a short hop over from China to North Korea.
But easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, from North Korea, it's not hard.
From China, you mean?
I mean, from China, it's not really hard to do. It can be done. My wife would never wanted to go, so we never really made a serious effort. But now it's looking like perhaps it'll get a little bit easier, and perhaps we'll actually make a trip there this time. But
could be.
I'm... You know,
if so, I want you to call from North Korea and tell us all about it.
I will certainly.
Because I don't have the balls to go there, man. I'd be afraid I wouldn't make it out.
Well, I had that fear when I first went to China 25 years ago. You know, just going over there, communist country and all that. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what happens if they throw me in a gulag and I never get out? Found out it wasn't at all like that. But I have a feeling that North Korea. I've watched a lot of videos on YouTube about North Korea, people that have been there. And as far as the tourism and stuff, they do have tour groups that go through there, and they do kind
they
of,
do.
You know, yep. They treat them a little bit better. They, they try to...
they take them to all the North Korean government-approved locations for tourists to see.
Yeah, it's true. I mean... You're not going to see all of the dirty stuff.
Right? No, you're not going to get to see the prison camps and the nuclear test sites and the DMZ or anything. But why would you? They don't do that in the U.S. either.
Yeah, you don't even get to go and see the poor neighborhoods either, right? Like, you don't go off the beaten path.
No.
Because I'm such a, you know, I hate authoritarianism to such a great extent. I mean, authoritarianism to me is like, hell on earth. And so for me to go there, it's just because I can't believe that such a place exists. And I just want to go there.
It would be fascinating. I do agree with you. I mean, when you see the documentaries, Vice or National Geographic or some of these other ones coming out of there, it's fascinating, like a train wreck is fascinating. And I got to say, I agree with you. I'm drawn to it simply because of that aspect, to want to actually see it for myself. It's kind of sick, right? Like, you want to see other people suffering or whatever. Well, I don't want to see that, right? Like,
well, the thing is, you probably wouldn't see it.
A good friend
of mine, Jordan Harbinger, was actually taking tour groups for a while.
To North Korea?
Yeah, he's a relatively well-known podcaster. He was going for years. They were going with, he was kind of leading tour groups. Every story he tells is that he tells one story that's kind of horrific where they're driving down the road on a bus. He said, obviously, they had their handlers and everything, and they would go from place to approved place. They're driving down the road, and there's a horrendous – first off, he was like, there's no cars on the road, period. They're like the only ones.
Right.
He said there was a horrendous car wreck. People dead on the road, the whole nine. And they're like, no police, just people kind of just like standing there in shock. And he says to the guy – oh, my God, we've got to stop the bus. Let's stop and help these people. And he's like, what people? He's like, the car wreck. There's a car wreck right there. He's like, no, there's not. There's no car wreck. Didn't happen. You're not seeing that. And he's like, it's right. There's people. We have to help them. And he's like, if there's a problem, the police will be there soon. He doesn't go back anymore. He's like, there's no way he'd go back at this point.
Right,
so.
Because, you know, to some extent, if you're on the official path, right, like if you can't stray from the official path, that means you're putting money into their hands, right?
That's right.
To satiate your desire to see what it's really like, ultimately,
you're helping the North Korean government in that case.
Well, it's the brainwashing that fascinates me, and I take that back. I take that lesson in brainwashing, and I apply it here at home, because the brainwashing here is getting to the point where, because I did that in China. You know, when I went to China, I saw the conditioning in China, and I brought back to home the lessons that I learned in China. And in reality, I found that in China, in some ways, there was less brainwashing than here. It depended on, you know, what areas of society we were talking about, because in some areas in China, I found that there was more liberty. And in some areas in the U.S., I found we had less liberty.
I would think if you lived in a sort of a dictatorship, you would might very well understand it. But whereas if you're told your whole life you're free and, you know, the you know, land of the free, home of the brave and all those things, then you might not see the air. You see when your freedoms are slipping away, when you're moving down on the economic freedom charts around the world, you might not see the military-industrial complex collusion with the executive branch and the legislative branch and how it manages to, you know, get young men and women to go over to war zones and fight and die for something they call freedom, which is in fact the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Right. And see, what I went there originally 25 years ago, which is when China was opening up and they were allowing market forces to start bringing prosperity to people. And at the same time, the U.S. is becoming more and more socialist. So I was watching these forces kind of reversing themselves. And I was looking at the U.S. becoming more like what I thought China was, and China becoming more or less like what I remember the U.S. being when I was a child. And I was, to me, this was mind blowing. I was just shaking my head going, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And I was, you know, and
times change.
And I'm looking at North Korea now and I'm thinking, maybe this is what's going to happen with North Korea now. Because if they really are interested in what Trump showed them with the beaches and the you know, the prosperity and stuff, and North Korea now decides to open their markets and become a market, a free market, even a little bit free market, this could become, you know, it could become a sleeping tiger.
Thank you for the call tonight, Gene, the Christian Anarchist. I appreciate it. Of course, these comments there on the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join now if you like, over at discord.lrn.fm, or call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A little bit more about North Korean prison labor camps. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. While Donald Trump, of course, deserves credit for actually having a sit-down chat with Kim Jong-un that seems to be leading towards, at least if you believe the document they signed, denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Complete. Yeah.
Denuclearization. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
Vin Armani joining us from his website, vinarmani.com, where you do a video show of your own.
I do. Weekly.
Weekly. Mondays?
Mondays.
Live at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. Pacific time, yes.
Pacific time.
1 p.m.
Okay.
Eastern.
Okay, got it. And you're streaming on YouTube?
YouTube, Periscope, and then, of course, a podcast. And you can always check out the archives.
You can. And we've got the archives on LRN.FM now as well. So folks listening there will probably already recognize your voice. But go check him out anytime you want at VinArmani.com. You do a lot of tweeting, by the way, so people can follow you there.
I'm trying to cut back a little bit. Yeah, it dominates my life sometimes. I think I've.
Do you do Facebook, too?
No.
No. Okay, good for you.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Yeah, I quit that earlier this year.
So let's not go crazy.
Yeah.
So, speaking of crazy, let's talk about these prison labor camps out of North Korea. We were sharing a story with you about a young woman who is now 26. Back when she was 10 years old in North Korea, she was forced to watch people being executed in the streets by the North Korean government. Then when she became a teenager, her eyes were opened to the levels of freedom that were available just south of the border there in South Korea as she was watching smuggled DVDs, which showed her things like blue jeans, girls talking to boys, and other shocking things, including highlighted hair, things that are prohibited, things that people hadn't even seen or heard of in their entire lives in North Korea, because if you don't have the official North Korean government-approved haircuts, you'll go to a prison labor camp.
It's amazing.
Communism in the Soviet Union wasn't nearly so socially conservative as must be in North Korea. The idea that seeing boys and girls talking or whatever.
So she says that she had begun doing some smuggling DVDs across, or like taking them from smugglers or whatever.
in North Korea. She says girls were expected to be subservient. This story, by the way, from the Mirror over in the UK. She says, further, wearing anything other than conservative North Korean clothing meant we'd be stopped by the youth brigade and interrogated.
Is the youth brigade full of young people, or is it...
Yeah, these are like your Hitler youth.
A police, okay, police force for the
youth. That's typical of any authoritarian state. You got to have that kind of... That paramilitary...
Bringing in young.
You've
got to have the Cub Scouts kind of thing.
Why are you wearing the clothes of the imperial... And then there's a censored word here that begins with a B. Bastards, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm guessing bastards because it ends in an S. What is Kim Il-sung's birth date?
That's right. We have to know that.
Answering incorrectly saw us hit on the head, thighs, or buttocks, and then reported to parents, school, or police. She said, the DVD showed me women elsewhere had freedom to change their looks and clothes and express their personalities. It was the biggest revelation of my life.
Could you imagine that is a revelation?
I know.
A revelation that you can change your clothes
and express yourself. Yeah.
It's
insane. It's hard to really think.
Imagining if a group of young people wanted to hit you on the head, all they had to say is you answered the question, what is Kim Il-sung's birthday wrong? Incorrectly, right. You know?
Which you're supposed to know, right? Like, these are men who are revered as gods.
I don't know what
country.
It is. You know, hope not to get hit in the head. But, you know, that just because you said it correctly doesn't mean it gets reported that you said it
correctly.
That's
the world's worst game of Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
Danby Bill of a network of trusted people in China and would fill tractor inner tubes with contraband and then drag the load across the river. She smuggled anything from USB sticks and hair tongs.
I can't believe a young girl could drag a tractor tire.
Oh, it's just the inner tube. It's just the inner tube.
Okay. Well, she was also, in addition to helping people kind of open their eyes, she was also making money.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is hard to come by in a place like North Korea where people are trading choco pies as currency. She says she would smuggle things from USB sticks, which, of course, were packed with programming from the United States and South Korea on them, as well as hair tongs to track suits and black jeans. She then helped arrange reunions for long-lost families. And she goes on saying, quote, brokers pay people to find families in North Korea and help them meet their South Korean families in China. It's illegal to help North Koreans out of the country and make contact with foreigners. It's a dangerous crime considered akin to espionage and being involved with countries who are our enemy. And she says, I got caught. That was in 2010. One morning at 4:30 in the morning, the Baobu, the secret police, burst into Danby's house and arrested her, as well as her brother, Namhoon, who was himself a police officer. For 25, that didn't help him, though.
No.
For 25 days, they were punched, kicked, and had to stand in stress positions for hours. They were fed just 30 kernels of corn per day.
Gosh.
That's even worse than Venezuela, I think. At this point.
By about, like, times 100.
Yeah. Sanbi adds, quote, torture in a police station is hell, but in a political detention center, you're treated as if you're not human. We were driven to a block in a mountain range with hoods over our heads.
Oh, my God.
I was made to watch while they hit my brother with a cane that sliced into his skin. When they tied his arms up and beat him, I cried at every punch and kick to his head. For me, they got a thick rod, jammed it between my knees, and made me sit like that for 8 hours.
Oh my God.
When I didn't confess, they hit me with a band until my skin turned black. She says my brother could hear me crying at night in an adjoining cell, so he gently sang to me through the pipes to calm me. He said he would take all the blame. I confessed to smuggling, but not the more serious crime. 6 weeks later, which seems relatively short compared to some sentences in North Korea, she was freed, but her brother has not been seen since. He's among the estimated 100,000 people, or as we heard earlier, 120,000, in these camps. So now,
oh my God.
Yeah, now a risk to her family. Danby had to escape. She fled on August 13th of 2011, at the time age 19, crossed into China, then headed 3,000 miles to Southeast Asia to gain access to South Korea as a refugee. She's now married and working in a hotel, and she says, quote, starting a new life has been tough. I speak to relatives each week by phone. Fury over my brother's jailing still burns, but I have enjoyed new freedom. I feel a high when I watch an American film, wear blue jeans, dye my hair, or buy high heels. It's a fast heartbeat of deep gratitude that I can do things banned in my early years, yet so normal in the rest of the world. She says, I've traveled to Washington to talk to the U.S. government, and I've spoken at universities to tell the real inside story of my home country. I'm going to do all I can to tell the world what life in North Korea is really like. So that's her story. And source from that visit, you can go to learn a little bit more about Liberty in North Korea. .org, which is a great organization that helps people like Danby get out, and then once they get out, smuggles them through China, because if they're caught in China, they'll be sent back to North Korea, because you're not supposed to be there in China, so you got to kind of get out from North Korea, get through China, which is not, you know, a short journey, then hopefully escape into South Korea, where you will then have some level of safety. So it is a difficult process to escape from North Korea, and the folks over at Liberty in North Korea have for years been raising funds to, you know, help people like this, to create a network, a support network in China and South Korea to, you know, get these people out. So if you want, you can go and support them, and they've got, you know, subscription programs. You can sign up and use your credit card to assist with this, because as you guys have pointed out earlier, just because North Korea goes through denuclearization does not mean they're going to go through depenalization.
That's right.
And all of a sudden make it so people can access the internet, all of a sudden make it so people can access, you know, the truth outside of North Korea.
If people can travel between North Korea and South Korea, it's over.
If they can.
That's why they're not going to allow it to happen. Because they can't let stories like this get out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm optimistic generally. You know, I think that I want to see these things happen. But there's no evidence at this point that that's going to be on the table anytime soon. So, of course, we'll keep you in the loop here as this situation develops after the historic meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Trump is rightfully being criticized for not bringing this up, but at the same time, you can also kind of understand where he's coming from as well. I mean, it's not his job to, you know, save the prisoners of the world, right?
This,
like,
is true.
North Korea is a bad place. There's a, you know, a terrible prison system there, but there's also a terrible prison system in the Philippines. You remember we talked about the jail,
Duterte,
and the jail conditions
he's
there,
wild.
Where we saw pictures. You look these pictures up, they will just bewilder you, where they have so many men in these jails or these prisons that they're literally sleeping on the stairwells.
Yeah, like outside and things.
Outdoors, in a basketball court, like head to toe, people lined up right next to one another.
Insane.
One person on one stair, another person on the stair below that. Another. I mean, it is just the most crazy.
You can't get up and use the bathroom at night because you couldn't walk.
You can't. I mean, so, like, we're just scratching the surface on what's going on in the Philippines. And again, you know, Trump's not going to invade the Philippines. He probably loves Duterte.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's all free. I mean, again, that's just two countries. I'm sure we could go through a laundry list of the insane, horrific conditions in prisons around the world. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.